Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At last, a significant change on the defensive staff in terms of play calling. It's a weird way to word it when you say I'm taking over as defensive coordinator, but I think what Dan Quinn is trying to say in as friendly a way as possible, we are demoting Joe Witt and I'm going to be calling plays. That's essentially what he said, but let's let you hear it. This was how his press conference kicked off in Ashburn today.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now, that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do. And as far as like heading out on the trip and getting rolling, you know, as we head out tonight, I've been a fan of extended road trips, whether it's training camp or
we can get to that later. I'm not as interested in the Madrid stuff, but that was his opening comment.
I want to hear the travel details about where they were going to stay and what fun things they were going to do.
He's sitting in 10C today, right next to, I think he's next to Bobby Wagner.
Normally I like a window seat, but you know, I'm going to do some introspection and shift seats.
Having said all of that, we will let you hear the whole press conference later in the show. But to drill down on this significant news, he's taking the play calling duties away. Now, what I find intriguing is the timing, because the bye week is coming after this game. I've been saying all day long, you're not going to make a change when you're about to travel. But if the change is as simple as, I don't think anyone's doing anything different this week. Maybe Dan Quinn will be more involved in the defensive meeting room or more involved in the defensive side of the operation in what is literally ballrooms in a hotel in Madrid.
Right.
I would imagine that that's going to be the case. But really what we're talking about is just play calling duties changing on Sunday. It was Joe Witt calling in the plays. Now it's going to be Dan Quinn. I like my head coach calling plays anyway, that engagement, so that'll be good to see. I'm excited about that. But doesn't this mean then, isn't this kind of the move?
It's the precursor.
But no, I don't think you have another move. Once you take away the play calling duties, you're not firing him in 2 weeks if it's still bad. I think this means Joe Witt survives the season. And I don't know, I guess you could fire a coach at a position group or something like that, but to me, maybe I'm overthinking it. I think when you demote him without firing him,
that's the punishment.
This is the trump card that you had to throw down to say, all right, guys, I did the thing you wanted. You either fire him and say, I'm taking over as DC, or you just say, I'm taking over the play calling duties, which is kind of what he did. Like the Lions are not that they would anyway, but they're not going to go fire their OC after Quinn took over, Campbell took over as calling plays.
No, I see what you're saying.
I think Joe Witt lasts the year now.
Yeah, like whereas Rivera was looking for a scapegoat, he's like, fine, the kicker, send that guy packing. Yeah, this is sort of the move in the interim when the Wolves are at the door begging for a pound of flesh. This is that.
He did not take over play calling from Jack Del Rio, you'll remember.
Right.
He fired Jack Del Rio. Now, I guess it's a different thing. Del Rio is a bigger personality. Had been a head coach before, made a ton of money, obviously, as a coordinator. This is Joe Witt's first DC post, and so maybe he's willing to take a step back.
Well, you also, by the way, had multiple years of it being a disaster, you know, with Del Rio and Rivera. We're not there yet. We're really at what, three quarters of a season of it being a disaster? Even though last year wasn't good, but you kind of understood that, right? I mean, they got away with a lot of things last year. But this has all come home to roost. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think this is sort of the big move for now. And it's a way to try to appease everybody. I mean, I think it's too late, quite frankly. But, yeah, I mean, he's sticking by his guy. This is culture. This is loyalty. This is all the rhetoric that he does. And he's not going to just kick the guy to the street as a scapegoat.
All right, let's open up the phones. Your reactions. Big breaking news here on The Fan. A shift at defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn takes over. He's going to call the plays. Says he's the new DC. He says, with whatever that means, and he said, and all the obligations therein, I guess that means Joe Witt is essentially an assistant to the defensive coordinator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.